Amen. Anybody in the house love Jesus? Anybody else love Jesus? Man, I'm in love with Jesus. Amen. Man, it seems like the more I think I know him, the less I do. I get to know him more and more every day. Amen. Oh, man, the love of God. Amen. God loves. Amen. He is love. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks at the natural, what God says in the spiritual will overtake what happens in the natural. Amen? You know, the child is called, second, third generation, belongs to the Lord. He's a child of God. Amen? He's just a little confused right now, but God's going to bring order to the mind in the name of Jesus. Amen? God isn't the author of confusion, but he's a God of order, and he does everything in order. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hey, Wendy, good to see you. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, open your Bible to Acts chapter 4. And you know something? You know, we can have fun and preach the word at the same time. As you know, it's okay to have fun in the house of God. Yeah. Amen? 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 I could see Jesus just walking with the disciples, picking on them, playing tricks on them. Say, look at that. Amen? I'm not going to trick you today, though. Amen? You know, anybody feel like they're in a rocky place in their lives? Anybody going through a rocky place in their lives? Come on, let's be real. Let's be real. God's got something to say. Sometimes we feel like we're between a rock and a hard place. You get in that place where there doesn't seem to be any answer, and all God says is, let's transfer position. Huh? What do you mean? Well, let's get the rock between you and the hard place. Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Amen? Let's just do a little position change. Amen? So if we allow Jesus to get in the midst of it and between us and our hard place, it's not going to be so hard and we're not going to get crushed by the situation. Amen? I'm just waiting on the Holy Spirit. Just bear with me. I know y'all want to hear from the Lord today. Amen? How many gathered here today to hear from Carl? How many here gathered here today to hear from God? Amen. That's what we're here. We're gathered to hear from him. Amen. So in Acts chapter 4, let's just open up the word and let's just start reading and let's see where the Lord wants to take us. Hallelujah. You know, beginning reading in Acts chapter 4, verse number 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, I could just stop there and preach all day. Yeah, just right there. Amen. I mean, you could just stop right there and say, hey, we don't have to go any farther. We can just talk about what the Holy Ghost has done. We can talk about what the Holy Ghost is doing. So when I look at that and just said, and Peter being filled with the Holy Ghost said. So I when I looked at that, I said, well, let me look back at Peter. So go back in Matthew 10:20. Just keep your Acts 4, keep your finger there, and go to Acts chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, excuse me. Verse 20, Matthew 10:20. This is Jesus prophesying over Peter and the disciples. He says, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Okay? So in other words, I'm just establishing a foundation for where I'm going today with this message. So we understand that it's not him that's speaking, but the Spirit that's speaking in him. We got Peter, he's standing up to speak. He's filled with the Holy Spirit, and now all of a sudden he's speaking. When I looked at that, the Lord took me to Matthew 16. So go there a minute and keep your finger in Acts chapter 4. And Matthew 16:17 says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, or Bar meaning son of Jonah or son of John. Simon's daddy, his name was Jonah. All right? So Bar-Jonah means son of Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You know, Peter took on a new identity. Peter was Simon, but now Peter's name is Petra, or Little Rock. And we're going to go back here in a little while in the message, so I'm just establishing something, and then you'll understand why here in a little bit. So let's go back to Acts chapter 4. We find that Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit, and he said unto them, ye rulers of and people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, this is the man that was at the gates beautiful, that was crippled for 40 years. And Peter and John said, silver and gold have we none, but what we have we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And we find that his strength came. But now they're in the temple. Now they're ministering to the religious leaders. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of your builders, which has become the head of the corner. All of a sudden now, Peter is speaking out of the Old Testament. that stone become the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the rock. Peter was a little rock. Jesus Christ is our rock. We are like Peter. We're little rocks. We're not the rock. We're connected to the rock. We're a little rock. When I was looking at that, the Lord was showing me a diamond. Now, if you take a big, large diamond and you break it down to a bunch of little diamonds, the little diamonds are still what? They're still diamonds. And when you and I are in Christ Jesus, it's no longer I that's living, but it's Christ that's living in me. Now Peter, being filled with the Holy Spirit, has opened up his mouth and he's boldly beginning to speak. Neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm back in Acts 4 again, verse 12. See, and now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could not say nothing against it. You know, when I was looking at that, and the Lord just took me to the verse 13. See, here's Peter and John. They're just fishermen. They're not raised as religious leaders. They're not in the house of God. They're not the men that were raised as the Pharisees, the Sadducees. The very men that took Jesus to the cross of Calvary, all of a sudden they're standing up with Holy Ghost boldness preaching to. Amen? And Lord took me to verse 13 for the message today, which says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Man, there's something that takes place when you spend some time with Jesus. Today, the title of this morning's message is A Solid Relationship That Rocks. Amen? That rocks. This relationship rocks in power. It rocks in strength. It rocks in identity. And it rocks in fellowship according to the scripture which we just read. So can we bring our Bibles together and make a declaration in the house and ask the Lord to speak to each and every one of us in the house today? Can we lift our word together? Can we lift our word together? Oh. Hold your phone up. I keep on forgetting that some people use their phones as a word. So hold your phone up. Amen. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It's never going to be the same. Lord, speak to me, for my ears are open, My heart is receptive. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. So, Father, I just pray right now, Father God, that you speak through this vessel. May the words that come forth come from you. May they come forth with clarity and understanding, Father God. And for each and every one of us, may we be edified, may we be exhorted, may we be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor. For we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, I'm looking at Peter and John, and it's kind of interesting because Peter and John were used to working together. They labored together. They were fishermen together. They went out in the boats, out in the sea together. They didn't have a motor. When they went out fishing, they had to row out. They had to row in. They didn't have any electric cranes or whatever. They had to bring the fish in by nets. They had to mend the nets together. They had to clean the nets together. They had to cast the nets together. They had to bring the nets in together. These two men were used to working together. Amen? And I see, but there was something that took place. Some Holy Ghost boldness came upon them at the day of Pentecost. And now Peter is standing up with some Holy Ghost boldness. Amen? Amen? Remember, this is the same Peter that denied the Lord three times before the cock crowed. This is the same. And this was right after this took place. So here's Peter, amen, before was a coward. Amen? He was the very people that he was afraid of. He had Holy Ghost boldness, and now he's standing up to open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. He isn't being held down. He isn't being held back. See, he knew that he was connected to the rock that gives him power. Amen. You know, when I look at the power of God, I know there's so many things I can't do hardly nothing. I can't hardly do nothing without him, but I can do everything with him. Amen. When I get to a revelation and understanding that God has always been with me, he's always been with me. You know, even when I was going the wrong way, he was always nudging. He was always calling me back. He was always calling you. There's no accident that you're here today. You know why you're here today? Because God has something he wants to say to you. He wants to say to you that he rocks. So when I say he rocks, I want you to say, man, Christ rocks. Look at their neighbor and say, Christ rocks. Come on. Amen. He rocks in power. Here's Peter, okay? Here's Peter. It says in our scripture, verse 13, that when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, so all of a sudden now they're bold. Turn with me to Acts chapter 5. Turn the page. See, this rocks. When you're in relationship with Christ, it rocks with healing power. He rocks. It's his power, not our power. And his power is there every hour. Amen? He is always there. He is always there. He's just as close as the call of his name. You know, in Acts chapter 5, verse 15, it says, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude of the out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Amen. Christ rocks. Relationship rocks, and it rocks with the healing power. Amen. He's our healer. Amen. He's our healer. He's our healer. He's our healer. See, we got to get that in our hearts and minds. We've got to recognize and realize that. See, what will tell you that? The Holy Spirit. You see, when you're faced with sickness and disease and you're trying to do it on your own strength, you can't do it. You can't do it. You weren't created to do it. You were created with a need of a Father. You were created with a need of a Lord and Savior. You were created with a need of a helper, and he is that very one. You see, Peter, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, he started walking because as he's walking in a solid relationship with Jesus, he has spent time with Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit is bringing back to remembrance everything that Jesus had said. Amen. The Lord was showing me something this week. Ah, isn't that amazing? The Lord shows you things. So many times we say the Lord will bring to remembrance those things that Jesus said, and we look in the Bible and we start reading in Jesus, and we think that Jesus is going to, the Holy Spirit's going to bring that scripture to light to us, or it's going to tow it. We didn't spend no time meditating upon it. We just think the Holy Spirit's going to give it to us. But the Lord showed me something this week. He says the Holy Spirit will show you the things that Jesus said to you. Hello? That Jesus said to you. That Jesus said to you, 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 to you. And when I'm going through a valley and I'm going through a hard time, the Holy Spirit reminds me of what Jesus said. And when he's reminded me of what Jesus said, all of a sudden I'm encouraged. My spirit's lifted up. I get excited again. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit brings to remembrance those things that Jesus said to you. What has the Lord said to you? Has he spoken to you? Has he spoken to your heart and life? You hold on to it. And when you're going through a time, you need to rehearse it. You need to refresh it in your mind. When David was faced with Goliath, he had to remind himself of his past victories. Amen. God has been there before. He's done it before, and he'll do it again. Amen. Because you know what the Bible says? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change. Amen. See, not only that, not only was Peter walking in anointing, and as he was walking, the very shadow as he passed by was healing people. But in Acts chapter 9, verse 40, all of a sudden Peter's walking into a little girl's room named Tabitha. All right? And all of a sudden, he's raising the dead. Amen? And I think there's some dead things that God wants to raise. I think he wants to bring back to life some things that have fallen by the wayside and some things that have died. God wants to bring some life back to some things. God's the giver of life. God's the giver of life. He gives good things. He gives abundant things. He wants us to get excited about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He wants us to get on fire. You know what happened to the day of Pentecost? Fire set on them. And they had fire of tongues, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But that wasn't what was amazing, not the tongues. Everybody in the room understood in their own language. There wasn't anyone confused. It was a reversal of the Tower of Babel. All of a sudden, they're in one room together, and everybody understands every language. Oh, my goodness. Amen. God is a healer. God is a giver of life. Jesus Christ rocks. Tell your neighbor Jesus Christ rocks. Hey, when we do this, we got to get excited about it. You see, if you get excited about it, you won't go home and say that preacher was boring today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on now. You with me? Amen. Amen. You know, and then you go to Acts chapter 10. All of a sudden, 10:43 and 44, all of a sudden, Peter is standing up and he's preaching. And all of a sudden, he's preaching the word of God, and all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost fell on everybody in the room. See, there's a relation that rocks. It rocks in healing. It rocks in life. And it rocks in impartation. God didn't give you something to keep for yourself. God gave you gifts to give to others. He gave it to you and I. And Peter was walking there. He was imparted to other people. All of a sudden, he started standing up and speaking the word. And all of a sudden, whoa. Amen. I would love to see one day we're just gathered together in the presence of God and everybody's slain the spirit, nobody can get up. I see angels just floating around, ministering to hearts and lives. You know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Amen? Amen? When we get hungry and thirsty for the things of God, when we say, Lord, I haven't had enough, I want some more. Hey, sometimes you think that because you're saying, Lord, this isn't enough, he's mad at you. No. He wants you to say it enough. He wants you to be hungry. He wants you to be thirsty. He wants you to keep pressing in. Amen. Amen. He says if you keep pressing in, you'll find it. Amen. 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 I just know something. You know, I come from the hippie age. I was a hippie. Yeah, I was. Right? I was a hippie. All right? I come from the hippie age. And I know something. I can relate to some things, and we use a far out, cool, peace, and all the stuff that we used to say and all the lingo we had. But one thing I found about Jesus, you know, I was a rock and roll man, too. Oh, man, I love rock and roll. And I got into some rock and roll music, okay? Amen? And there's one thing. Jesus rocks. He rocks. He rocks my world. He rocks my world. And he continues to rock my world every day. He's a God that rocks. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. You know, I was up here a little while ago, and my legs felt like rubber. I was about ready. I couldn't hardly stand up. You say, well, how is that, Pastor? You were there, and I was over here. What was the difference? I think maybe there might have been a different river over there. It could be a different river over there. He came on some moving all over. If you could see in the spirit, you'd see angels all around this house today ministering. And there's some that they just flew by. And there's others that they reached down and picked that thing off of you that you were releasing. They will not take anything that you will not release. God is not going to take one thing from you. He gave you and I a will. We ain't make our own choices. He says, well, if you want to hold on to that, well, you just go on and you hold on to it. I'm not going to take it. He ain't going to force himself on you. Amen. So it's like I just saw it. I just saw it. And I just saw the angels pick up here and there. And then it was, Lord, why aren't you just doing it all over? Because there's people that will release and there's some that won't. Amen. And I'm not picking at anybody. This is just what the Holy Spirit's saying. Listen to what the Lord is saying. Amen. Remember, there is therefore no condemnation in those in Christ. Amen. That walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Amen. We're talking in the spiritual. We're not talking in the natural. We're speaking in the spiritual. Amen. So all of a sudden, when God says, cast these burdens and release these burdens, if he gives you a call, you know what you should do? Man, if you're carrying junk and there's things, and God calls you to the altar, run. Amen. Run to the altar. You know, he says obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Amen. So when the Lord gives instructions, hey, follow instructions. This is what it is about. It's an instruction book, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. Yay, Jesus. Look, even the rocks are happy. Hallelujah. Man, looks like a rock band. Har, har. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, that came natural to me. Not only does he rock in power, but he rocks in strength. Rocks in strength. You know, these guys, he said, man, in our text today, it says that now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. In other words, they're baffled. They're baffled that these unlearned men that are ignorant according to God, the law, the book of the law, come in and all of a sudden they're preaching to the choir. They're opening up and they're bringing revelation and understanding into the word. You know? In other words, that God didn't take some learned, super intelligent geniuses to bring the word to the priests and the of Israel and to the religious sect. He brought just plain, simple people. Just ordinary folk. Is there any ordinary folk in the room? Yeah, see, God just uses ordinary people. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand. That doesn't say that God doesn't use the educated. God doesn't want you to have an education. And God doesn't want you to have those things. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that everyone could tell that this was God and not them. Amen? It's when, you know, so many times we're waiting for God to call us to do something that we're capable of doing. And if God called you to do something that you were capable of doing, most of the time it'd be you doing it and not him. It's when God calls you to those things that you're incapable of doing. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9, Paul on the road to Damascus had an encounter with the resurrected Lord. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Say, Christ rocks. You know, when I look at this, and I was looking at that, 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 26 says, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble or called, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And these things of the world and the things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You know, God takes the simple things to confound the wise. If you look back at the Old Testament, there was nothing about Moses' rod. But God used his rod mightily. There was nothing when David faced Goliath about the sling and the stones. But God used a sling and a stone to defeat the army of God. See, God uses the simple things to confound the wise. All of a sudden, these two fishermen, they're standing in the room and the temple, and they're preaching the word to the educated, and they're preaching with authority. They're preaching in strength. Because of why? Because Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. Amen. And all of a sudden, it wasn't Peter speaking. It was God speaking through Peter. Amen. And when you and I wait upon the Lord and allow the Spirit of God to flow through us and speak the words that God has to say, it'll never return void. You see, when you say, well, the Scripture doesn't return void, no, it's dependent on how you use the Scripture. If I come up to you and I slap you with this scripture, was it in love? What covers a multitude of sins? Love. So it's not just the word. It's being led by the Spirit of God. God said he'd give us an advocate. He'd give us a helper. He'd give us a friend. Amen? And he gives us the Spirit where we can say, greater is he that is in us. Greater is the Spirit of God that is in us than he that is in this world. So all of a sudden, Peter and John, that were cowards before, now they're standing up and they're preaching God's word with boldness. All of a sudden, they had some Holy Ghost power and some Holy Ghost strength that came from a solid relationship with the rock. The rock being Jesus Christ. I was looking at that. And when Peter took that little stone, not Peter, when David took that little stone he had in a sling, and he's swinging that sling, and that little stone went. You know, Jesus said to them that this little rock, your rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You know, he said, on this I'm going to build the church. That thing was a beginning of the little rock, a little rock that defeats the adversary. I want you to understand something with me. Amen. He said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. He didn't say that the gates of hell would not come. Hello? He didn't say that we're not going to go through some things, but it will not prevail. Amen? Why? Because greater is he. Greater is he that's in me. Look at your neighbor and say, Christ rocks. Not only did they have, did it rock in power and it rocked in strength, but they also said here in the text, and they marveled that they took knowledge of them. In other words, it rocked with new identity. Amen? It rocks with new identity. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. All of a sudden, the people took knowledge of them. They weren't looking at them as somebody that was a fisherman. They were looking at them as someone that had been with God. Amen? You know, the Word of God says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, the Word of God says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? And all of a sudden, they had a new identity. Amen? All of a sudden, it was Christ in them, the hope of glory. Amen? So these guys had a relationship with Christ. They were rocking with power. They were rocking with strength. They were walking with a new identity. Amen? Why? Because Christ rocks. Amen? Amen? Amen?
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Why do you think God's saying this to you today? God wants you to understand who you are. Hello? Who you are. Come on. God wants us to have revelation of who we are. That we're in koinonia. We're in koinonia with him. Koinonia means partnership. It not only means partnering with, but participating in. That all of a sudden, we're in koinonia with him. We're in partnership. I'm a partner of God. Hello? So wherever God's at work in the world, when we as his partners enter in, we're just partnering with him. Amen? God isn't looking for silent partners. Hello? God isn't looking for solid partners. You know, the adversary did something today. He tried to, one of the things I had to let loose, you know, I handed out bunches of invitations this week. I'm just telling you, I'm going to make up for everyone that didn't pick any up, because I'm going to make sure they're all handed out. And I had all these invitations. And then when I came in today and I turned around and looked, and half the congregations, or the regular people aren't here in the first week of outreach. So the adversary tries to kick you with that before you get started. And I said, man, wow, this is really going to work. Oh, it's really going to work. Amen. Because every time I ever saw God do something, the adversary came before to try to stop it. Hallelujah. So every time I'm faced with a battle or faced with a storm, I can say, well, boy, Lord, and behind every cloud is the sun. So when the cloud comes in and darkness comes in, I say, uh-oh, look out. The Son of Righteousness is right behind it. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. I see it coming. Hallelujah. I see it coming. I see it coming. I see it coming. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah. I just like to shout. Man, because the adversary wants you to look at the natural. That's why God said in his word, the natural man doesn't understand the things of God, because they're foolishness to him, because they're spiritually discerned. And God has given us the Holy Spirit. And we have to see through spiritual eyes. We have to see what's coming. Oh, there's a great revival that's coming to this valley. I see it coming. It's not just in a house. It's going out into the streets. The church is going to go out to the streets. And the Holy Ghost is going to go through the city. And the city is going to be one for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God positioned you. God sets you in place. God is doing something. Let's get into what God's doing. And when you get into what God's doing, we can run with it. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Stop believing all the lies of the devil. He's a liar. And he's the father of all lies. Believe what God said. Believe what he said. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man he needs to repent. If God said it, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You don't have to wait to have for a revival to come. You have to see it come. And then you start running into it. Oh, you've been waiting for it to come to you. And God says, run to it. Run to it. Run to it. Run to it. Press in. Press in. Press in. Press in, because when you press in, the adversary has to press out. Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah! 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 God brought people from all around the world just to be here for this time. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? There's no accidents in the kingdom of God. There's only purpose, and there's only destiny. Let me say something to you. Get a hold of this today. Destiny isn't what you do. Destiny is who you are. Get a hold of that. Destiny is not what you do, but destiny is who you are, because you are destined for greatness, for the kingdom of God. Amen. Come on, get a hold of that. Get a hold of that. Get a hold of that. Get a hold of it. Take it, 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 take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's who we are. Somebody said, who are you? I'm destined. Hallelujah. I'm destined for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Wherever I go, I'm destined. I'm destined. No matter what situation I go into, I'm destined. I'm purposed. God knows the plans he has for me. He knows the plans that he has for you. You're walking in destiny. You're walking in purpose. You're walking because God has a plan. Amen. Shoot. We might just get excited if we work on a little bit. I love Jesus. Amen. Oh, man, I love Jesus. I love God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You say, you might say, well, what you get all excited about, Pastor? It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit in me. And if you don't get excited, maybe you've got to need a fresh drink from the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've got to allow the Spirit to pour you out something. You know, it's just like going to the Exxon station up here. You can take 5 gallons of gasoline, all right? And you can take that 5 gallons of gasoline and you can put a wick in it. And you can light it up and you can have you an explosion. Or you can take that same 5 gallons and you can pour it into your tank and you could go for some distance. Amen. The Holy Spirit comes in like that. Sometimes he's going to come in just like an explosion. He's going to explode on the scene. But in other times, he's just going to come in to help sustain you and keep you going. You know, I was riding down the highway yesterday. Went to Wes's graduation, and there was a sign, a billboard on the side of the road. It was speaking about a gas station. He said, and the gas station said, come here to refill, replenish, and refresh. I said, wow, that's a message. That's a message. Refill. Every day we need to allow God to refill us because we have leaks. Refresh us. Bring out some new stuff and replenish. Amen? That's what the Holy Spirit's doing. Refilling, replenishing, and refreshing. Amen. Gasoline station billboard. Hallelujah. Turn me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to close this down here. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9 says, God is faithful, who by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, that there be and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. In other words, he wants us to have koinonia with him. We're to have koinonia, or we're to have partnership and participation with one another. 1 John chapter 1. Verse number 3 says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. So not only that, we're to have koinonia with God, koinonia with one another. Amen? In other words, we're to have this partnership. We're partnering together for the kingdom of God. Amen? We're partnering together. And with partnerships, it takes participation. Participation. We're all doing a part. Amen? And sometimes in this koinonia and with this relationship that rocks, the rock also knocks. He says in Revelation 3:20, he says, behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. And what God is saying to all of us is he's always gently knocking. He's knocking. He's asking you and I not just to come to Jesus. That's where we begin. He's asking you and I to partner with him for kingdom business. Amen. See, every place I go, I represent a king. I go as an ambassador. I go as an ambassador of Christ. You go as an ambassador of Christ because you're in koinonia. You're in fellowship with him. You're in communion with him. And the more communion you have with him, the more you'll be like him. The more, you know, it's kind of amazing. I watch it in families. I watch how the children act like their parents. And normally the things that bug the parents about their kids the most is themselves and their kids. You know? And all of a sudden, it comes from koinonia. It comes from fellowship. It comes from them watching you. Who spends the most time with your children? hopefully parents. So, you know, and it's not only that, they have your chromosomes too. I think there's 22,000 from the man and 22,000 from the female. So they have, the two of you together, they have 44,000 of your chromosomes. Amen? You know, and some of those personality traits and some of these generational things that you see. That's why children, because of the chromosomes, so that's why your children, they're hanging around with you. They all of a sudden start looking like you. Come on. When you saw them as a baby, they didn't look nothing like you. But as they're growing and they're with you, all of a sudden they're being transformed. They're starting to look like you. What does that say? It says to me is when we're walking with Jesus and we're in fellowship and koinonia with him, we begin to start looking like him. Because when we see him, we will be like him. Amen? Amen? That's according to God's word, right? So in closing today, look at your neighbor and say, Jesus rocks. That didn't go where I thought it was going, but that's okay. I thought maybe we'd just rock the place up a little bit. Hallelujah. But in closing today, what is God saying to you and I today? He is saying to you and I a solid relationship that rocks. That it'll rock in power. That it'll rock in strength. That it'll rock in new identity. And it'll rock in koinonia, or fellowship with him. Amen? You know, God's in the midst of doing something in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Do you recognize one thing? I want you to get a hold of something. We are the only church on North 42 outside the city limits. There's not a church across the street. There's not one over there. There's not one over there. There's one on this end of the county. There's some back over here. I'm talking about on 42. This main thoroughfare. God orchestrated this place. You know, God positions places. Amen? There's a strategic place for this church. And God says, listen to me, if we're going to reach Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth, we need to reach Jerusalem. This is our Jerusalem right here. See all these houses right here? This is their local church. Hello? So when we pray with strategy. Strategic prayer. It's called spiritual mapping. So we're going to get a map. We're going to get this part of the county. We're going to have it red circled. And we're going to start praying over this portion of the city, because we can't take Judea until we get Jerusalem. You know, God says, to me, it's wherever you are. And he set this place here for a purpose. Amen. So what is he saying to you and I today? Hey, Christ rocks, man. A relationship with Christ, it rocks. It rocks with power. It rocks with strength. It rocks with identity. And it rocks with fellowship. You know, they said they could see that they had been with Jesus. So as we go out of this place today, if you're going to Golden Corral, or if you're going to a restaurant, if you're going somewhere today to have lunch, or even if you're going home to your husband or your wife or to your waitress or your waiter, be Christ. Let it show that you just spent time with Jesus. That means that person butts in the line, bless you. Bless you. The waiter brings you the wrong thing, bless you. Amen. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Let's be a blessing. Let's be a blessing. Can we all stand? Can we pray together as a congregation today? Just say with me, Lord, thank you.